Bedtime Bites presents The Mermaid and the Glass Garden. In the shimmering depths of the ocean, where colorful fish darted between swaying seaweed, lived a curious young mermaid named Ella. Her long, teal-colored tail sparkled like diamonds in the sunlight that filtered through the waves above. Ella loved exploring the underwater world, but she always wondered what lay beyond the surface. One day, while swimming near the shore, Ella spotted something peculiar. It was a small, round object that glinted and gleamed. Intrigued, she swam closer and discovered it was a beautiful glass marble. As she held it up to her eye, the world around her transformed into a kaleidoscope of colors. Excited by her find, Ella began searching for more of these magical marbles. She collected them in a small seashell pouch, each one more beautiful than the last. Some were swirled with blues and greens, others sparkled with flecks of gold and silver. As the sun began to set, casting an orange glow across the water, Ella decided to return home. But as she turned to leave, she noticed something strange. The marbles in her pouch were glowing, pulling her towards the shore. Curious, Ella followed their lead. As she approached the beach, she saw a hidden cove nestled between two large rocks. The marbles tugged harder, urging her to investigate. With a deep breath, Ella poked her head above the water. To her amazement, she saw a garden unlike any she had ever imagined. Delicate glass flowers sprouted from the sand, their petals catching the last rays of sunlight. Glass trees with crystalline leaves stood tall, their branches tinkling softly in the breeze. In the center of this magical garden stood a kind-looking old man with a long white beard. He smiled warmly at Ella and introduced himself as Glass, the keeper of the glass garden. "Welcome, young mermaid," he said. "I see you found some of my lost marbles." Ella's eyes widened in surprise. "Your marbles? But how did they end up in the ocean?" Glass chuckled. "The tide sometimes carries them away. Each marble is a seed for a new glass plant in my garden. Without them, the garden cannot grow." Ella looked down at her pouch of marbles, then back at the beautiful glass garden. She knew what she had to do. With a smile, she handed the pouch to Glass. "Thank you, Ella," he said, his eyes twinkling. "As a reward for your kindness, I'd like to show you something special." Glass led Ella to a small pool in the garden. As she peered into its depths, she gasped. The pool showed her visions of far-off lands, magical creatures, and adventures beyond her wildest dreams. "This is the window to the world," Glass explained. "It can show you any place you wish to see." From that day on, Ella visited the glass garden every chance she got. She helped Glass plant new glass seeds and tended to the delicate flowers. And every visit, she would spend time gazing into the window to the world, learning about the wonders beyond the sea. As Ella grew older, she shared stories of her adventures with the younger merfolk, inspiring them to be curious about the world around them. And though she never left her ocean home, Ella's heart was full of the magic and wonder she had discovered in the glass garden. So remember, little ones, the next time you find something unusual or unexpected, it might just lead you to a magical adventure of your own. All you need is a curious mind and a kind heart, just like Ella the Mermaid. And with that, our tale of the Mermaid and the Glass Garden comes to an end. Sweet dreams, and may your own adventures be just as magical.